upstairs at the Columbus Theater, performers and crew are running through the sound check for the show as the audience begins to filter in. Prominent on stage is a vintage floor-sized radio, battered and brown with an Art Deco curve to its sides, framing a worn and stained grill cloth covering the speaker. It's not hard to imagine a family gathered around this radio waiting for the show to start.
Good evening, and welcome, everyone. We're very happy to have you all here tonight. We have a great show for you. Lonnie Holly is going to perform. We're very excited about it. We're going to start off with a Woody Guthrie song for you.
It's a hot, dusty road that my poor hands have hoed. My poor feet have traveled a hot, dusty road.
Here's the twist. Despite the radio, this show is not being broadcast and never has been. Thus, the tagline for WHEM.
You have to see it to hear it.
That's Dylan Harley, one half of the musical duo hosting the WHEM radio show. Dylan and older brother Noah make up the band The Horse-Eyed Men. That's where HEM comes from. They've been doing this monthly variety show for over a year now. Noah says it grew out of conversations with friends at the Columbus.
And eventually this idea of having a show that was kind of like the format of an old radio show came up. It incorporates a lot of the love of theater that we have. It also lets us bring a lot of different musical acts in.
A very different musical act is the special guest this night in early June, Lonnie Holly. Is a 68-year-old African-American man from Alabama. He's an artist as well as singer and songwriter. He's appearing with Dave Nelson, who plays electronically looped trombone, and Marlo Patton on the drums and Moog bass pedals. When Holly begins his set, there is no doubt the theme has shifted from familiar folk to uniquely strange. Holly specializes in improvisation, which means his songs are mostly written in the moment. They're created as he performs.
Forgot about the power.
As critic R.J. Smith has said about him, Holly is truly his own invention. After Lonnie Holly, it's intermission, and I take the time to find some VIPs in the audience. Dylan and Noah have announced that their parents are here, and it's their wedding anniversary. Dad is Bill Harley, beloved children's author, singer, storyteller, and for 20 years, commentator on NPR's All Things Considered. Mom is Debbie Block, who runs the business side of the Bill Harley empire. And she also contributes the prizes that will be given away tonight as part of the show. Those prizes? Junk, basically, from the Harley family home in Seekonk. Now, in this radio show, they give away stuff from your attic,
yes,
Mom.
They did.
Now, how did that start?
Well, actually, Noah called me one day because they have so much of their stuff in our attic and our basement and our garage, and we've always been after them to clean their stuff up. And so Noah called one day, and he said, "So, Mom, how about if every month you get to give away three things from the attic?" And it's just turned into this great thing, and it's been really fun. The first time I think we gave away an old pair of cross-country skis, and
plus it's cleaned the attic up.
It has really
actually made a difference.
Have you ever given anything away that somebody here didn't want?
No, that's the weird thing.
No.
I mean, Debbie will bring things out, and we'll go. I'll say, "Okay, that's really disgusting," and then it's kind of like, let's make a deal or the price is right. You know, you you give something and like somebody squeals about it. There's a couple choice things tonight that are being given away that I am really glad to see you go, and maybe they'll be excited. This will be a test.
I'm always so happy when they come and pick the stuff up and it gets in the back of their car and it's like, yes, those things are not in my house anymore. It's so awesome.
Well, congratulations again on your anniversary, and this is a great way to spend it.
What were you going to do? Yeah, you'd think it's like trying to get away from the kids for a night, and here we are.
The show continues, and sure enough, the prizes from Mom's Attic are given away to cheers and squeals. Someone wins a diorama constructed by Noah for a class back in middle school. Someone else is now the proud owner of a possibly leaky garden hose on a broken hose reel. And the horse-eyed men play some original songs.
Good morning, Houston. They're calling in wounded.
At the end of the night, the Harley Brothers are already planning for next month's radio show. They'll feature their new album, The Uncanny Valley. And Dylan sums up their operating procedure.
We always operate a little, sometimes too closely, at the edge of chaos or entropy. And I think that's something that we also maybe learned from watching our father and his work and just the way that he does things. You know, we plan things out and have a sketch for the shows, but we're also not quite sure how it's going to happen. So that's part of the fun of it. The audience is part and parcel with the show itself.
For Artscape, I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.
I feel like I should maybe move back or move to the side a little bit. I felt like